or she's going to, right?
Samantha. Yeah. Good morning, Samantha. How are you? What's that?
Good morning.
Hi there. How are you? Good to see you. Welcome to the Highway Committee.
Thank you.
Hi. Well, we got people coming in right now, so we got about 2 or 3 minutes. We'll get rolling. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
right?
Yeah, it's 9:02 according to my phone.
Okay, it's 9:02. We're gonna call the meeting order. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Hello.
Can everybody hear us? We all good?
Yep. Yep. Yes. Good morning.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good morning. Can we get a roll call?
Strom?
Yes.
Michaels?
Here.
Ammons?
Here.
Carter?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Kasalakwa?
Where's he at?
Cobor.
He's roofing.
Brave.
Had two jobs starting. First thing, Mike called me this morning.
Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
So moved, Michaels. Second, Straub.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, we need approval of the minutes for April 9th, 2021.
We're supposed to do a roll call on everything, Madam Chair.
Agenda.
For the approval of the agenda. Yeah, we should do that.
Okay, we need a roll call.
Strom?
Yes.
Michaels?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
You're on mute, Samantha.
Yes.
Thank you.
McGuire?
Yes.
Cobor?
Yes. Need approval of the minutes for April 9th, 2021.
So moved, Straub.
Second, Michaels.
Any discussion? Yes.
Straub first, Michaels second.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, can we get a roll call?
Strom?
Yes.
Strom?
That was a yes.
Michaels?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Wire?
Yes.
Cobor?
Yes. Public participation. Do we have any public there?
Nope, not that I know of. I don't see anybody on the call that's that I don't recognize.
Okay, what is this here? I'll go to nine. Yeah.
What's that?
Communication.
I think
yes. Six is just the Zoom information, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's just if they wanted to zoom in as a public participant.
Okay. Any communication for the committee? Committee members, any communication? Seeing we need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for April 2021.
McGuire, I moved it.
I'll second, Michaels.
Okay, any discussion on the motor fuel tax claim? Seeing none. Can I get a roll call?
Strom?
Yes.
Michaels?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Wire?
Yes.
Cobor?
Yes. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the county engineer's report.
All right. Item number 9, petition requesting a resolution approving appropriation of funds from the county bridge fund for Rantoul Township, section number 21201110OOBR. Danny Sage, the Rantoul Township Highway Commissioner's petition for a box culvert replacement at an intersection of sections 24 and 25 in Rantoul Township. Our estimated cost of that replacement is $24,900. And as you know, the townships are able to petition us for half of the cost to do those projects, which typically we will supply the culvert. And in this case, it's a 6x4x56-foot concrete box culvert. That is our half of the project. And then the township hires a contractor to do the work of installing the culvert and everything that goes with it. So I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
I'd like to make that motion.
I'll second it. And moved and second. Any discussion from the committee? Seeing none, can I get a roll call?
Strong?
Yes.
Michaels?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Squire?
Yes.
Coor?
Yes.
All right, the next item on the agenda is a resolution awarding the contract for a railroad crossing upgrade on County Road 2200 North in Summer Township and appropriating, it says $100,000 on your agenda, but the bids came in a little higher, so we actually have a resolution that's on your screen and you've been sent a copy of the new resolution that shows $110,000 appropriation for this project. Section number 15254420OOSP. The bid tab has also been distributed to everybody. I could pull that up. It's here. This is a unique project in that it's small in terms of what we typically do. It's just a railroad crossing over a existing at-grade railroad in Summer Township. So our estimate was $89,160. We only had a single bidder, which is Ileana Construction Company. Their bid was $109,469. So it's significantly higher than our estimate, but based on the overall cost of the project, I'm not 100% surprised that, you know, this was higher. We used our typical bid items that we would get on a much larger project and our unit prices, and obviously, with a smaller project like this, we just didn't get the bids that we were hoping as far as costs go. But for those of you who have been around for a while, Ileana Construction Company is a part of Champaign Asphalt. Been in business for 60 years, I believe, or somewhere around in there in the area. I have great confidence that they'll do good work, even though they're a single bid and it's $20,000 over the estimate. I would recommend that we award it to Ileana Construction. I do have to forward this award to the Illinois Commerce Commission for their approval so that we can get extra money appropriated for this, because none of this money is being paid actually by the Highway Department. In the end, we're fronting the money and then we're getting reimbursed from the Illinois Commerce Commission from the Motor Fuel Tax Fund. But typically, I haven't had an issue in them raising what they're going to pay if we have real bids to come in. And I've already talked to IDOT. They're okay with it. We just have to get a formal approval from the Illinois Commerce Commission. So I would ask that you award this. And if for some reason the Illinois Commerce Commission comes back and says that they would not allocate the appropriate funds, then we can address that at a later time. But I'd like to go ahead and move forward with awarding of this project so that we can get things rolling. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution appropriating the funds and awarding the contract to Ileana Construction.
I'll make motion. Michaels.
I'll second. McGuire.
Second, Straub.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Michael?
Mr. Blue?
Yes.
Just because I'm new and so I'm trying to understand, I assume that the reason we could only get one bid is because it's a smaller contract than, or a smaller job, I should say. Is that true?
Yeah, we had three contractors actually take plans. We had Ileana or Champagne Asphalt, however they want to be phrased. We had Cross Construction, and we also had A&R, right? And Stark. I guess we had four. But with a small project like this, you know, we got one. I was thinking Cross might bid on it as well, but they did not. And the prices, even though they're higher than what we would like to see, I really feel that as long as the Illinois Commerce Commission gives me the thumbs up, you know, we'll go ahead and proceed with this project. So, yes, even on our $5 million Sydney Road regrade project, we only got two bids. So there's just not a lot of contractors in this area actually that do this kind of work. And for whatever reason, you can blame it on the pandemic, you can blame it on the economy. There is a lot of work going on out there and trying to find contractors right now. If you're trying to build a house or do a road or do a grading project, contractors are few and far between as far as needing work. So that's why we are missing one of our highway committee members this morning, because he's got four roofs going on apparently at one time that he's trying to do. So it's we're kind of in that stage of the economy, I guess, right now.
Madam Chair, I have a question here. As I'm looking at the bid, and mm-hmm. I know it really doesn't matter sometimes what pockets individual items go into.
Right.
But it seems like there's a large disparity in the furnished excavation, which is kind of an operator type thing, if I'm looking at that right.
Right.
But then we've got, I think if I say that right, Scarify existing surface.
Yep.
And they're really huge on that. I don't know if maybe in our estimates that we maybe need to start making some adjustments to what we have posted. I mean, $30 versus $165 is a lot. And I understand it's just a formula and it all comes down at the end.
Yep.
But I'm wondering if maybe it's time for us to look at maybe upgrading some of the things that we estimate.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a thought.
Yeah, on a small project like this, we'll take these new numbers that were bid on this into account when we do an estimate in the future. I certainly wouldn't put $165 a yard on a large project, because we typically are around $30.
Right.
And the $80 a ton for subgrade granular embankment, we actually may be able to save some of this money, to be honest with you, when we get out there and do the project. We may not need the quantities that we're showing here, but I'm not going to sit here and guarantee that. But I do agree that we need to probably do a better job with our estimates on these smaller projects. We just haven't done a very, very small project like this in a long time.
Yeah.
Most of our projects are millions of dollars. So we were using those unit prices, and obviously, they didn't hold up very well to this bid.
Well, you're always going to get charged more on a smaller project, no matter what. So.
No matter what.
Just a thought.
It just seems like, especially that $165 cubic yard just kind of is a little bit, but maybe they don't have a good source for dirt. I don't know. We may turn that over and turn it into granular embankment instead of hauling in dirt when we look at actually doing the project. Yeah. So we'll see. But we'll do our best to make sure we do it at a reasonable price based on the estimate and the bids that we got. So, and the Illinois Commerce Commission, like I said, typically pays 100% of these costs. Not that that's make you feel any better. It's still taxpayers' money. It's just not coming directly out of our budget. Ultimately, for a while, it will. Anything? Anybody else got a question?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yes,
ma'am. I was wondering, what is your soliciting process for contractors? And like,
On a project like this, there's two ways, actually three. We send it to contractors who typically do this work for us directly. We have to advertise it in the local newspaper, so it's in the News Gazette, and there's also a contractor's bulletin that IDOT publishes. Work like this, when we use motor fuel tax money, Mm-hmm. They have to have a certificate of eligibility, which means they have to have gone to IDOT and got their eligibility certificate approved for whatever amount of money that IDOT will certify them to do. And once they're certified, then they can bid on a project like this. So there's a little bit of a process for a contractor to get certified. It's not, we don't have contractors who nobody's ever done this kind of work, and they just come in with a bulldozer and a small truck and start pushing dirt around. They have to actually have shown some competency in doing this type of work with IDOT and have a certificate of eligibility before they're allowed to bid on projects like this.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Any more discussion?
Can I just make a side note? Mm-hmm. Ms. Carter, I've actually given some names to Mr. Blue in the past. So if you have names that fit those qualifications, he's happy to put them on the list. And that might be something that we don't know about unless, you have a personal attachment to somebody. But I know that I've given names to him. So if you've got somebody in mind, it's good to do that.
Yeah. So I was just wondering, more minorities, putting them to work. So I do know a couple of construction companies. So I just wanted to see what the process was as far as applying for the jobs available. So yeah, I'll definitely pass that on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you want to put them in contact with me, I can get them in contact with the right people at IDOT. And because we don't do the process at all. It's not our process. It's the state of Illinois process because we're using their money basically. So, I don't know exactly what all is entailed in being certified. I just know that we have to use their certified list of contractors when we bid projects.
Okay, thanks.
Is there any more discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Straub?
Yes.
Nichols?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Wire?
Yes.
Coar?
Yes.
All right. Moving on we have a striping contract that we do every year. It's not only the striping on the county roads, but it's also we take bids on behalf of like the Village of Savoy, the Village of Mahomet Township, Ludlow Township, whatever municipality or township that would like to do striping in a given year on their roadways. And I'm talking about painting the roadways with the center line and edge stripes. We take all their information and have one letting so that everybody gets a better cost and price for doing that. And right now we've taken all the quantities in, we've sent them down to IDOT. We are a little bit behind the schedule on this. For a typical year, we do this in April. So I'm asking that when we bid the contract for striping, that as long as the cost of the bid is within 10% of our estimate, that I be allowed to go ahead and award that so that we can go ahead and start having those municipalities and townships and county roads striped this year. And then I'll bring the bid tab. Typically, we only get one bid, and it's from Varsity Construction, which is a local minority female-owned business enterprise here in Champaign County. They do a great job, and I would just like to be able to award the contract once we take the bids, and we'll send it down to IDOT and have them approve it as well. So this is just a resolution giving me the contract award authority for our striping program for 2021.
Okay.
So moved. I'll move it. Jim McGuire.
Can I get a second?
Straub second.
Thank you.
It's open for discussion. Racine, and get a roll call.
Straub?
Yes.
Nichols?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Wire?
Yes.
Coward?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I do have a couple other items under other business, Madam Chair. Just for awareness, and I don't know exactly who on this committee ends up on the Finance Committee for the county, but there is a budget amendment at the next Finance Committee meeting from the Highway Department. As you know, we redid the roadway going north out of Broadlands a couple of years ago, County Highway 13. It was a federal aid project, and in those federal aid projects, the state pays the contractor and ultimately bills the county for our share of the total project cost. And we had estimated that that project cost would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $350,000. And we had carried that money in the budget, actually in budget year 2019 and 2020, and thinking that the bill would eventually show up from IDOT, and we did not budget for it in 2021, and then the bill showed up too late in 2021 to be able to use the 2020 money. So the money's still sitting there. It never got used. But we are asking for a budget amendment to go ahead and appropriate that money. We're requesting $345,297, which is real close to what we had estimated in 2021, just be put back into our federal aid pot of money to be able to pay, you know, our cost for that project. So this is just something we were carrying and carrying and carrying, and finally I just quit carrying it, and then the bill showed up. So you never know. Sometimes it takes 1 year, sometimes it takes 4 or 5 years to get a bill from IDOT on these projects. So again, this is money we've been well aware of. We've had it in the budget for years. It just finally the bill showed up. So this is just an amendment to appropriate the money. I don't need any action from the Highway Committee, Madam Chair. I just wanted everybody to know what it was, so that when it comes to the Committee of the Whole, that you guys are well aware of why we're asking for a budget amendment.
Is that matching money?
Yes.
Okay.
Federal aid matching fund.
Yep.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep. Anybody have any questions about that I could answer? All right, and last thing is, so we have two relatively major projects going on in Champaign County where we're using what they're referred to as Rebuild Illinois funds, which is the bonding money that the state bonded for, and is the locals are getting our share of it. We've talked about this before. County's going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 million over 3 years. We're getting it in allocations of around $1 million every time and getting a couple a year to do road and bridge projects. It has to be used on something that's going to improve the roadway, not just maintenance money. It has to be used on a construction project. So the bridge up by Flatville, which is the bridge replacement, the deck replacement that we're doing, of $750,000, and also the Sydney Road project, are two projects. I'm bringing up an email right here. Are two projects that the state of Illinois has identified that they want to kind of feature as Rebuild Illinois projects. So the governor is going to be here on Tuesday, either here or out on one of the projects to do a press conference. And I just found out about all this last night. One of his staffers is coming here this morning, probably between 10 and 11 o'clock, to meet with me. And we're going to kind of pick a site where he's going to do his press conference from. But so he's going to announce that this money that been appropriated by the state, $750,000 for the Flatville Bridge, and then $400,000 of the roughly $5 million project on the Sydney project. Just kind of, and I believe they're probably going to announce the release of another allocation of that Illinois, that Rebuild Illinois money. So regardless of you like the governor, don't like the governor, this is a great thing for Champaign County to be kind of highlighted. I'm pretty excited about it. And as soon as I get all the information from the governor's office, I'm going to forward it to everybody on the county board. They want the county board members there who can be there. They want my maintenance guys there. They want our trucks there. They want people wearing orange vests. I mean, they want to do it upright. So I'm excited about it. And we're looking at Tuesday morning at about 9 a.m. is what they're thinking for the press conference. But once I get all the information put together, we will definitely send it out to everybody. And I would love anybody who can be in attendance to be in attendance. I don't know who they want to speak. If they want the highway committee chair, Madam Chair, they want me. They want the county board chair, the county executive. This is all still kind of in the works. So once I find out all that information, I will definitely let everybody know. But if you would put it on your calendar for 9 a.m. on Tuesday with further details to come, I will definitely let everybody know. And I should know more by hopefully this afternoon where they're going to do it and what everything's going to consist of. So anyway, we're excited about that. We're excited to do those projects. That Sydney Road project has been a project we've been working on for 3 or 4 years, and that's going to be a great project for the county. It's a highway safety improvement project where we're upgrading the roadway, doing recycling of the roadway so it's green. We're saving lives. We're doing all the right things on that project. So I think that's the one they're going to want to feature in kind of their press release for this area. So anyway, just wanted to let everybody know that, and more details to come. Other than that, I am done with my report, Madam Chair.
Okay, there's no chair report. And the designated item to be placed on the consent agenda is 9, 10, and 11.
All right. Is there anything else we need to discuss, sir?
Do the committee have anything else they would like to discuss? Seeing none, then we're adjourned.
I think we need to do a motion and all that stuff for adjournment, right? Can we usually do it or not? She just called adjournment? Mm-hmm. Right, I've been in too many meetings.
She just lets us loose.
So she's letting you loose. It's all over for today. Thanks to everybody for showing up on Zoom. Appreciate it.
Have a good month.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. My battery was just running out, so that was good.